Hello, it's me. I'm walking through a field with my guide dog and I thought I'd talk about thoughts about being a guide dog owner and what it's like. Well, the thing is, it's so much different having a guide dog and being a guide dog owner, because Layla lived with me for about 3 weeks before I qualified, 4 weeks, a month tops. And that was enjoyable, sure, but I couldn't go out with her, and some days I couldn't really see the benefit. It was just like having a pet dog who was a bit of a pain because you had to stick to a really tight routine. But now the thing is, now I'm a guide dog owner. I go out, and I can go out by myself if I want to, and that's something that I've never particularly had, because I lost my sight when I was 11, well, started losing it, and that was the age that people just started going out by themselves. Nobody's ever stopped me going out, but it was just too frightening. And it's weird getting used to not bumping into obstacles before you know they're there, because she just takes me round before I even know it's gone. And yeah. And I went shopping with my friend Holly today, and Holly's in a wheelchair. And I don't know, she was so happy for me. It was unreal. She was nearly crying, because I've always been quite confident with my cane, but she can see the difference. And school have really thrown obstacles in my way. Like, they denied me access at the end of term with Layla, so I stayed off. They also didn't think she was coming in until 2 weeks into the new term, which, no way. And I don't care, which is something I really don't think that often, because I'm always so scared about getting into trouble with people or people being nasty to me that I stop myself doing stuff. And I shouldn't really, because I can do these things, I can go out, and I don't care if people are laughing at me, because let's face it, they always are going to, because I don't know, because I'm me, it seems. People always laugh at me when I go out, and they always make horrible comments about me, and I'm just getting used to it. That is the sound of Layla going into corn. That must be fun. Hello. She's come out. And they're always going to be horrible to me, so why not be as happy as possible while they're being horrible to me? And maybe they'll stop one day. And I'm just enjoying it a lot. I'm enjoying going out and not planning 3 days in advance what I'm going to do or who I'm going to talk to or what I'm going to say. You know, if I want a bottle of Coke, I can go out and get a bottle of Coke. It's simple. And who thought that that could come in a dog-shaped package? Seriously. And you know, it will be tough at school, no doubt about that, but because they're so unsupportive, but I'll make it work, because every day recently at school I've just felt sick all day long, and because I'm just so scared of everyone in the class and all of the teachers and what they're going to say to me, and it's not very nice. And I don't know, maybe I'm incredibly optimistic, but what she's done for me this holidays kind of makes me feel like it'll be alright in September. I'm just ludicrously happy, basically, and it feels strange to be so free. That's the only word I can particularly describe. Like before, when I was having a down day and I wanted to relapse on stuff, I would just be stuck in the house, and all I could think about was numbers and stuff. Whereas now, I can just get out, and it's so weird. So awesome. Yeah. Happy, happy, happy in me. Happy, happy, happy. And it's all thanks to Layla, 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 Layla. So happy.